Let's continue the cricket thing. We read today that the Melbourne Renegades will hang two NBA-style Jumbotron screens weighing about 13 tonnes from the Etihad Stadium roof at next week's Big Bash Derby against the Melbourne Stars. Of course, the Renegades have got to deal with the Scorchers first today. We thought we'd have a chat to the CEO, Stuart Coventry. Morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Brett. How are you?
Yeah, going well. I believe this idea has come. You went across to watch the Cavs in the NBA Finals last year and saw this occur.
That's correct. Yeah, we had a Cricket Australia group of people who went across to Dallas for a short period of time and snuck off up to Cleveland to watch Game 4 of the Cleveland match there, the NBA Finals, and saw the big Jumbotron screens and thought what a wonderful idea would be to for our fans to have two massive screens hanging from the roof at Etihad.
And obviously, just to bring them even more sort of closer to the experience.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just to add to that fan engagement experience, but also create, bring in superior technology to be able to push vision out right across the whole venue.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a fair
of
the wicket, and no one else I can think of has done this sort of thing before because we've got a room.
Yeah, absolutely. We've just hopefully got your line nice in tech there, Stuart. But obviously there's some slight concern possibly if a top edge somehow flies above the pitch and connects with the high-definition screens. That ball will be declared dead. Can you just explain how that process is going to work?
Yeah, exactly. So what will happen is if the it'll be a dead ball if the ball hits the screen. It'll be a six if the ball hits the roof or any of the roof structures.
Yep.
And it's a dead ball also if the third umpire has some uncertainty as to what part of the screen or roof the ball has hit.
Okay. So these screens will be in certainly for next week and then what to be sort of reviewed or sort of ongoing for the remainder of the Renegades home games?
Yeah, just one game at the moment. It's a conceptual trial working with Etihad to see how it goes and determine the feedback and might even look at something, even bigger next year. But we're really happy to be the innovative team in Melbourne that can put these sort of giant screens up for the fans. And as we know, when we do things at the Renegades, we do them pretty well. So it'll be just a spectacular night entertainment.
Look forward to, I reckon I'll put it on the agenda for next week to get along. I mean, speaking of innovation, also in the Herald Sun revealing today, and I suppose this has certainly been a talking point, Stuart, over the last few weeks, that Etihad Stadium is very keen to host a Christmas Day Big Bash clash and has told Cricket Australia that the screens would make it the perfect venue. I mean, we've sort of been mentioning during the week, it seems inevitable that there's going to be some form of sport on Christmas Day and the Big Bash looks like the perfect suitor.
Yeah, look, we haven't got a definitive response on that, only because there's a hell of a lot of research to take place over the next few months and even over the next 12 months. And Cricket Australia have got a pretty good group of people together to be able to research that well. So once we determine all that material, then we're going to make a decision. But I do know that Etihad are quite keen to have a game on Christmas Day.
We will follow that with great interest. Of course, a couple of big games against the Scorchers today. Had a great chat, Stuart, earlier to Danny White. What a fantastic lady to have a chat to. He's going to be playing, of course, in your WBBL team. 2:30 start this afternoon. Of course, people can make a full day of it and watch the Big Bash tonight in what is a big game in a very tight competition.
Yeah, exactly. Look, the two games that he had should be terrific. Danny's looking forward to coming to Etihad to play. Starting at 2:30, and we expect last year our game at Etihad, we got 14,000 people, so we're expecting something similar today. And then we've got the main match as well happening at 7:10. But one of our biggest entertainment facets today is having six of the best freestyle motocross riders in the world, including Robbie Madison, the daredevil, who last week was on his bike heading down the Yarra River and doing all sorts of weird tricks and stunts. So we're feeling like we've got just a terrific day of entertainment here across both games and our freestyle motocross show. So there'll be two shows of that. And Hoggy playing against his old team. Everyone's looking forward to watching Brad against the Scorchers.
Yeah, just worth going to watch the Brad Hogg celebration, Stuart. I think it's probably the best going around. And Robbie Madison, I think I saw him on the project last week. I mean, this guy's got international acclaim for some of the roles that he has played. I think in the Was it the Bond movie, Skyfall? I think he did a lot of the stunts in that, and absolute star. I mean, is there anything else, Stuart, that clubs can do? I mean, you're obviously right up there in terms of the innovation stakes, and it's all now about that fan engagement and that, you know, consumer experience, if you like. I mean, obviously, it's something you and all the clubs are constantly reviewing and looking to, you know, try and add ways that just, you know, make it a great night out for people, you know, a family in particular.
Yeah, look, it's such great value to come to a Big Bash game for a family of four. It's $40. It's incredible. And $20 to get in and $5 for a kid, I just don't think there's any better value around. And you're seeing the best players in the world in a world-class venue. You know, we've got six of the best riders today be riding. And even if there is a touch of rain this afternoon, it won't matter because we'll have the roof shut. So it's just a great family outing. And full credit to the whole competition. Every team gets on board to making the experience bigger and better.
Yeah, great stuff. Well, good luck today. Look forward to seeing the big jumbo screens in place at Etihad. Of course, as you take on the Stars in the second match. The first one, of course, will be at the G on Sunday, New Year's Day. So a couple of big local derbies coming up in the Big Bash, and look forward to seeing the big giant screens at Etihad next week. Thank you, Stuart.
Thanks, Brett. All the best.